My name is Knut Hansvold, and I work for the tourist board in Tromsø, which is way up in the Arctic Norway. It's around 200 miles, 350 kilometers from north of the Arctic Circle, and around 2,000 kilometers, 1,200 miles away from the North Pole, from Santa Claus. And I mainly work with press, but I have a long career as a local guide as well. So even now in the summer, when there are too many tourists coming at the same time, I step in. And Tromsø is basically a real city way up north. That is what Tromsø is all about. We have got a lovely old town with old wooden houses. We have got a very lively cultural life. Lots of things, festivals happening all the time. And then it is really way up north, surrounded by fantastic scenery. We've got the islands out in the west, and then we've got the Lyngen Alps and the fjords in the east. But I think what really people are coming here for is to study the light phenomena, because since we are above the Arctic Circle, we experience 2 months of no sunshine in the winter, and then we have sunshine all the time, 24 hours for 2 months in the summer. That means that the summer day lasts for 1,600 hours without the sun ever setting. And since we are around 70 degrees north, 69 degrees north, we have one of the biggest densities of northern lights here in Tromsø. So this is also something that affects us a lot. The Tromsø really isn't a place that is overrun by tourists. It's not a major tourist destination. We only get around 82,000-83,000 foreign overnights a year. And out of those, the majority or the biggest nationality are the Germans, and followed by the British guests. So we get around 12,000 British guests every year, and the majority of them actually come in the winter, when almost half the of all the guests are British. And the reason why the British are so dominating in winter is because of the Northern Lights. Basically, the Northern Lights guests, they go they go out into the surrounding area around Tromsø. They do dog sledding, they do snowmobiling, they do ice fishing, and they do all this in the evening, because that's when you have the chance to spot the Northern Lights. The Northern Lights are, you know, difficult to spot. They don't, you know, you never know when they're coming, so you need to be out and about in the night. But once you see them, they are really fantastic.